What Mexican exporters must know to stay compliant and competitive. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Getting ready to export to the U.S. How Mexican companies can avoid penalties and reduce costs when exporting to the United States. On May 8, 2025, in Monterrey, Nuevo León, Jorge A. Torres, president of Interlink Trade Services and a licensed U.S. customs broker, delivered a detailed presentation titled, El proceso de pago de aranceles en los EUA, la relevancia del análisis de origen bajo el TMEC. His message was clear. Mexican exporters must be well prepared to navigate the increasingly strict U.S. import environment. According to Torres, one of the most critical tools in U.S. import procedures is the customs bond, also known as a fianza aduanal. The customs bond is what ensures the U.S. government gets paid its duties, taxes, and fees, said Torres. He emphasized that importers could opt for either a single entry bond or a continuous bond that covers all operations for 12 months. But choosing the wrong coverage amount can halt operations. If the bond is insufficient, customs will cancel it, and the importer won't be able to bring goods into the U.S., he warned. Torres also explained the two main electronic payment systems, ACH, Automated Clearinghouse, and PMS, Periodic Monthly Statement. ACH allows duties to be paid directly from a bank account, while PMS consolidates payments and provides additional time to pay. This is a tool that provides flexibility and helps manage working capital, Torres said. Beyond payments, verifying a product's origin under the USMCA is where many companies fall short. Just because something is made or assembled in Mexico does not mean it qualifies for preferential treatment, Torres stressed. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, has intensified its verifications, particularly in industries such as automotive, electronics, textiles, and metalworking. These checks include document requests, plant visits, and formal audits. Torres outlined the severe consequences of improper documentation, including back payments of duties, penalties for negligence, and even fraud charges that could result in imprisonment. The key is to be ready. You need a solid compliance program and accurate, well-documented processes, he said. He urged companies to conduct internal reviews, ensure that their ERP and Annex 24 systems have the correct tariff codes and origin data, and maintain updated bills of materials, BOMs, and supplier affidavits. Documentation must be complete and ready at all times, said Torres, adding that exporters should also designate an internal contact to handle all CBP communication, not just rely on customs brokers. To reduce costs, Torres recommended exploring mechanisms such as foreign trade zones, bonded warehouses, and duty drawback programs. However, he cautioned that there are limits for IMMEX companies and products under Section 232 tariffs. He also advised negotiating, pass-through, contract clauses with suppliers and customers to share cost increases. In closing, Torres emphasized the importance of reliable sources. Don't base decisions on social media. Use only official information from the White House, the Federal Register, or CBP, he said. His final recommendation, consult with trade experts. Getting the right advice can be the difference between success and a very costly mistake. For companies exporting to the U.S., the stakes are higher than ever. With the proper preparation and a focus on compliance, Mexican businesses can protect themselves, stay competitive, and fully leverage the advantages of the USMCA. About Jorge A. Torres. Jorge A. Torres is a U.S. licensed customs broker and founder of Interlink Trade Services, established in 2005. He holds accounting degrees from Texas A&M University and Texas A&M International University, and has over 20 years of experience in customs brokerage, with a particular focus on the maquiladora industry. A former adjunct faculty member at South Texas College, Torres is also a recognized speaker on international trade in both the U.S. and Mexico. To learn more or contact him, visit www.interlinktrade.com or email Jorge at interlinktrade.com.